You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
One more time here. Welcome to Bethel Encounter. For those who just joined us, have fellowship in God's presence. I believe your life will not be the same. Jacob had one encounter with God at Bethel, and his name was changed to Israel. I believe that as we pray in God's presence together as a family, all of us will receive change. Our lives will not be the same, even as we obediently do this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So today we are here to pray. Good works that speak for you. Good works that speak for us. That's what our prayer is focused on today. Good works that speak for us. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. One more time, I read the scripture. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Now, this is an advice. In God's word, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2, a simple advice to us as believers, one instruction to us as believers, that we ought to not praise ourselves, but we ought to let others rather speak of us, of what the good things that we have done. We see in Acts, is it 10:38? That Jesus went about doing good, stand to be corrected. But Jesus went about doing good. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing good. Okay. Now, you don't find Jesus blowing his horn that I did this, I did that. It was evident. As a matter of fact, it was what people said about him. Even when John sent his disciples to go and ask Jesus that, are you really the Messiah or we should wait for another? As to for what reason he asked that question, that's for another time. But even in asking Jesus that, Jesus did not quickly defend himself that, hey, John, I am the one. I am the one. Talk is cheap. He didn't say, I'm the one. He referred John to what was going on, his good works, that this is happening, that is happening. So you judge for yourself whether I am the one or I'm not the one. It's not about saying that I am the one. At one time, Jesus would ask, what do people say I am? Who do people say I am? And in our academic institution, you learn about public relations, public perception. Perception matters. Don't blow your horn. Simply put, that is what Proverbs 27:2 is saying. Let others blow the horn for you. Let others say that, oh, so-and-so is a good person doing this, or so-and-so did that. Let people rather testify of their good encounters they've had with you, and not you going to, whether you are preaching, putting it in that, oh, I did this for that person, or I did that for that person, or whether you are telling others, even citing an example, that, oh, even see how I did this and did that. It is not right according to scripture. It is not right. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can live without, or we can increase and we can show forth good works, manifest the light that the Lord Jesus has placed in us, or the encounter that we have had with Christ. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that when we manifest that encounter through good works, we don't boast about those good works, but rather we stay humble and show forth praises unto God rather than blowing our own horn. Jesus never spoke about himself. He never did that. He will always talk about his Father, always making reference to his Father. Why? That the glory would go to the Father and not even to him himself. And that should be our lifestyle, that the glory of God should go back, or God's glory, all the glory and all the praise should go back to our Father in heaven. After all, he empowers us by his Holy Spirit to do all that we are able to do for his glory. Our first prayer is from Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let me increase in wisdom and good works, and let me experience favor before you and man in Jesus' name. You are praying this prayer because when you have favor before man, you don't have to talk plenty. Everything you do, the value and appreciate it. I really need us to be very serious with this prayer, because there are people who are killing themselves, doing all manner of things, and yet their bosses or their parents or their colleagues are not appreciating. Wisdom is not enough. There is divine favor that your effort must be appreciated, and it comes by divine favor. So we are praying for wisdom and favor from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. That through this, we won't have to blow our horn, but every time we just have to give all the glory back to God. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom and favor, O Lord. Wisdom and favor, O Lord. Wisdom and favor, O Lord. You said in James 1:5, Lord, even when you give you wisdom, Lord, we should pray unto you, and you provide. We pray in the name of Jesus, asking for wisdom, Lord, and favor. Wisdom, cause us to grow in wisdom, and cause us to grow in favor. Favor with you and with man, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom to give praise always back to you, to give all praise to you, O Lord. Never to make ourselves the center of attraction, Lord, not in our hearts secretly, not openly, Lord, never, but Lord, giving all the praise and the glory back to you. Favor that men would appreciate, Lord, even all the good works, and give glory to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, our Father in heaven. We pray our second prayer from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So let me read the scripture one more time, and replacing Gentiles with the world or unbelievers. First Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, among the unbelievers in the world, that whereas unbelievers speak against you as evildoers, let them by your good works, which they behold or see, glorify God in the day of visitation. That the glory will go back to God. That the glory will go back to God. This scripture is saying that let our good works, let even unbelievers seeing our good works, whether in business, our good works, whether, and you see, it's not just in the church, everywhere you are. If unbelievers are not in the church with you, it's not about pulling people to go to church. We have to get to the point where people just want to follow us to go to church or follow us to come to Jesus because of what they see we do, what they see we do and how we handle situations by our good works. It's very important. The Lord should help us that we come to that point that we don't have to pull people and speak plaint, but by good works, not only by the power of God through our life should manifest good works. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, let my conduct silence critics and point them to your glory in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our conduct, let the manifestation of good works through our lives silence all critics. Silence all critics. In the mighty name of Jesus. At the workplace, in our schools, in our communities, in our churches, let our good works silence all critics. In the name of Jesus, all critics. In the name of Jesus. In our families, both nuclear and extended, let our good works silence all critics. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let Lord the manifestation of good works in my life silence all critics, silence all critics, silence all critics in the name of Jesus. I listened to a man of God and he said that your obituary is made up of the good works that you do. One day people will not remember you for the money you had. If you give them that money, they will spend it and finish it. That you had a car, you had a house. So at the end of the day, what you did for others, if you had so much and you did nothing for others, you'll never be remembered. But even if you didn't have so much and you did some for others, that is what is going to be said about you. This day, we always give the glory to the Lord and we thank the Lord for what Jesus has done for us. If not for Christ Jesus, his obedience, we will all not be here. We will all be condemned. Good works. Our last prayer, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. We are praying that Father in heaven, build in me a testimony of integrity through consistent good works in Jesus' name. A testimony of integrity. Lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. To build in me a testimony of integrity through consistent good works. Consistency in showing forth good works in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please, life starts with Jesus. In him was life, and that life became the light of men. Without Jesus, we are blind, we are dead. We are condemned to eternal death. But Jesus, he has the power over death and the grave. He says that I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone would come to Jesus, he will receive this life. And so I'm inviting you right now that Jesus wants to come into your heart and be your Lord. It's enough turning away, and it's enough. You may have said that because of how you were treated by someone, probably a Christian or even a pastor, or how you've been treated by somebody. So you don't want to have anything to do with church again or to do with Jesus again. Please, do not turn your heart or do not harden your heart. Jesus is here again, knocking upon the door of your heart. If you can forgive, let's go and turn to him. He's going to come into your heart. And by wisdom, the imbibing of God's word, you receive revelation concerning how to win or to live a victorious life. Don't let anybody or anything stop you from opening your heart to Jesus. Just say this prayer after me. If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus or to give your life to Christ, please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. Please have mercy upon me. I am a sinner condemned to death. Lord, without your grace, I have no future. Please cleanse me with your precious blood. Forgive me of all my iniquities, O Lord. And Lord, accept me back into your kingdom. And fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Granting me the power to live a life that's glorious, a life that is pleasant to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And if you've prayed this prayer, I want to pray for you. That Lord Jesus, please, I pray for wisdom and favor for everybody who's given their lives to you today. That you seal them with the Holy Spirit. You seal their souls. And Lord, you bring them, Lord, even in contact with people who will help them to walk with you in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. It's a new day. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, Nani Mojana. Oh, my and all I Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.